contains important clues to how the president solidified his political power in his early months and years in office. In the past, leadership scholars considered charisma, intelligence, and other personality traits to be the key to effective leadership. Accordingly, these academics thought that good leaders use their inborn talents to dominate followers and tell them what to do, with the goal either of injecting them with enthusiasm and willpower that they would otherwise lack, or of enforcing compliance. Such theories suggest that leaders with sufficient character and will can triumph over whatever reality they confront. In recent years, however, a new picture of leadership has emerged, one that better accounts for leadership performance. In this alternative view, effective leaders must work to understand the values and opinions of their followers, rather than assuming absolute authority, to enable a productive dialogue with followers about what the group embodies and stands for, and thus, how it should act. By leadership, we mean the ability to shape what followers actually want to do, not the act of enforcing compliance using rewards and punishments. Given that good leadership depends on constituent cooperation and support, this new psychology of leadership negates the notion that leadership is exclusively a top-down process. In fact, it suggests that to gain credibility among followers, leaders must try to position themselves among the group rather than above it.